There's some interesting research out this morning highlighting alcohol advertising, particularly the way young people and children could be affected by it. And it has reignited calls to ban alcohol sales in supermarkets. Researchers put cameras around the necks of children and have found what they were exposed to in terms of when they were in a supermarket. They say that alcohol sales in supermarkets encourages them to start drinking and drinking more from a younger age. Now, the lead researcher on this, it was carried out by Auckland and Otago Universities. The lead researcher on this is Tim Chambers, who's been good enough to join me on the program. Tim, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim. Well, Thanks for having me on.
No, more than happy to. I was absolutely fascinated by this research and the way it was carried out. What prompted you to get involved in it?
Well, it's actually part of a larger project called Kids Cam, in which we did have 168 children in the Wellington region wear wearable cameras that took photos every 7 seconds. And the reason we did this is because we're interested in the world in which children live.
Yep.
And this enabled us to see what their environmental exposure was, so a whole range of health-related exposures.
And so when you found them in a supermarket, what kinds of things were they seeing?
Right, so we found that nearly every single time a child entered a supermarket, they were exposed to alcohol marketing. Alcohol areas, the products themselves, the promotional banners, and the price promotion.
Did it make a difference where in the supermarket the beer and wine was being sold?
Yeah, well, the products in the supermarkets, the alcohol products, are usually next to everyday consumer goods, such as bread, milk, and also next to stationery and other types of products that might appeal to children.
Mm.
And the problem for us is that the exposure in itself is detrimental for the children, but also the normalization effect that it has by having those products associated with everyday consumer goods.
Would you say that drinking a glass of wine or drinking a bottle of beer, a can of beer, is a relatively normal part of life, though?
Well, not in the world. In New Zealand, it has become that, because of the liberalisation of our alcohol policies. But you got to remember that worldwide, only 62% of people don't drink. So actually, the normal thing to do is not drink, and we're not arguing for that either. What we're really talking about here is the marketing that children see.
Mm. Do you think supermarkets have come a little way in terms of moving the display of beer and wine away from, for example, the checkout? And my local supermarket, it used to be when you were lining up with your groceries, right next to you were bottles of wine and beer for sale. And so there's been a decision made with various councils to move the display of alcohol into a completely separate area of the supermarket. Why doesn't that go far enough, do you think?
Yeah, well, that was actually a change enforced by the Sale and Supply of Alcohol Act in 2012. So, and that doesn't go far enough because there's no evidence that reduces the exposure, and we've shown in our study that it didn't reduce the exposure.
Mm.
So just by putting it into one corner of the supermarket doesn't change anything.
Do you think seeing alcohol encourages people to drink?
I don't think it. I think it's been proven. So the link between exposure to alcohol marketing and consumption, especially within children, is a pretty clear link now. There's a lot of evidence that shows this link.
Mm.
And especially, in particular, the exposure to alcohol marketing at licensed premises, like supermarkets, has also been directly linked to childhood consumption.
Even though they can't legally purchase it themselves?
Yes. And actually, in the study that I'm referring to, it was conducted in Australia, and this was children aged 12 to 14.
Interesting. So seeing wine for sale in a supermarket encourages them to start alcohol at a younger age?
Look, we're talking about it increases their exposure to alcohol marketing,
yeah,
which acts to normalize it,
yeah,
which means that they're more likely to try alcohol, and when they do try alcohol, they're more likely to perceive it as a normal commodity.
Which is that just alcohol, or for example, and I don't know whether this is part of the wider research, but the same could be said about chocolate bars that are for sale at supermarkets, and if a child sees that, does it make them want it more than if they happen to not go down that aisle or go down, you know, or go another way through a supermarket where they don't see it? In terms of, it surely wouldn't just be beer and wine if they saw it on display that might encourage them to try it, but it would be a whole range of different groceries, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and that's all part of the marketing, but we've got to remember that chocolate's not a psychoactive substance that causes 5.4% of all the deaths in New Zealand.
No, but it makes. If you consume too much of it, if you consume too much of it, then you can become obese, though. So
I'm going to say, on a World Obesity Day, this is also a problem for us, and this was actually the primary aspect of the major study in Kids Camp, was to look at food marketing.
Mm.
But we're not advocating for the removal of chocolate from supermarkets, because, like I said,
why not though? We know what junk food does to people. Why not? If you're calling for a ban on alcohol, why not also call for a ban on chocolate bars and bags of sweets, for example?
Because that wasn't the purpose of the study that we're talking about here, and we're talking about alcohol marketing exposure.
Okay,
a product that causes unparalleled damage to our society.
If it's consumed in a way where people consume too much of it.
Which we do.
I don't.
Right, you. Individual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is the thing. It's all well and good calling for a ban, but I can easily walk through an aisle in a supermarket, in my local supermarket, where the beer and wine's for sale. It doesn't encourage me to actually put it in my basket or my trolley. So we're talking here quite a lot about self-control in many ways as well, are we not?
Yeah, but the government also has a responsibility to protect its citizens. And what we're talking about here is that the children didn't decide to be exposed to alcohol marketing. Nor did the parents choose for their children to be exposed. Not one time in the study did a parent take their child to a liquor store, which shows that they've already decided that this is something they don't want their kids to see. And there's no way around it for them. If they want to get their groceries, it's part of the parcel, which is what we're arguing is the detrimental thing about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're also thinking about other vulnerable populations as well, like alcohol addicts that we're forcing in order to get the everyday consumer goods. We're making them feel even more like outsiders.
Okay.
And these are people that we have to look after. And there's 15% of people that get diagnosed or with substance abuse disorders.
Mm.
And these are the positions that we're putting in. And for what benefit, what advantage?
Okay. Do you think this is going to go anywhere in terms of, we occasionally get calls for a ban on beer and wine being able to be sold? Is this actually going to be picked up by anyone? Because, I just wonder whether the majority of people are quite comfortable having beer and wine being sold there because it makes life a lot easier.
Well, the majority of New Zealanders are actually advocating for further restrictions on marketing. And this is what we're actually talking about here. The marketing that we've got an issue with here, as well as the sales and the provision of convenient food. But we really are talking about the marketing.
Mm.
And the majority of New Zealanders agree that we need further restrictions on marketing, and this needs to happen in order to protect children and vulnerable populations.